Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pierce from the Chicago Tribune. Joining me on the phone, good friend of the program, Chris Mooney, political scientist at the University of Illinois, Chicago. And Chris, I want to shift from the debate to, I think, was a very significant ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, Chief Justice Roberts delivering the opinion that basically ruled that questions of political gerrymandering, of redrawing political boundaries, is non-justiciable, and it, frankly, is not an issue to come before the federal courts. And I mean, that's like a blanket drop statement there. And so that issues of whether maps are drawn too partisanly to benefit one party or the other, you can't bring it to federal court.
Yeah, and that, you know, that goes back, this goes back, the Supreme Court has kept out of this for a long time. I mean, they talk about the, you know, they didn't want to get involved back in the 40s and the 50s. They didn't want to get involved. There was some, you know, egregious malapportionment. In other words, some state legislatures in particular, where you'd have, you know, one district with, you know, 10 times as many people as another district in it, which, you know, which is, of course, unconstitutional as it was found later. But it took sort of 15 years of cases for the court to finally, you know, get to a point where, yeah, I guess that's the problem. You know, so the fact that it's, and the fact that, you know, they're still keeping out of it demonstrates that they really, I mean, you know, generations of Supreme Courts have really been, either they want to keep out of this if they can, because it's, as they once called it, a political thicket. And they've reaffirmed that now. And even in an era like today, where we have, you know, really fine-tuned and precise, redistricting ability that we, you know, well, you know, they used to do it on the back of an envelope.
Well, I was just going to say, whenever, every 10 years, I would always check the legislature's budgeting, because to see how much was allocated for the computer time that they were going to have to use for the punch cards to try and do the maps. Uh-huh. And, you know, now you can do them on a laptop, basically. Yeah. You can do them on an iPad. And, you know, obviously, you know, you've got to be respectful for the issues of the Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act.
Right, you can't do it on race. You can't disenfranchise people based on race. You can disenfranchise them based on their party. That's fine, but you can't do it based on race or other kind of protected classes. But things like sexual orientation and gender are equally distributed more or less around the country, and so that's never been an issue. But it's, race is the key issue, because redistricting has been used historically to disenfranchise non-white people.
Well, really quickly, this is a big, big win for Illinois Democrats.
You know, in Illinois, we think of this as a Democratic issue, but in the nation as a whole, it's
a Republican,
correct, issue.
Correct.
That's right. Because the reason that the Republicans have such a lock, seeming lock on the House now, as once the Democrats seem to, you know, even so in a big wave year, they, you know, it was very difficult for, you know, It was difficult for the Democrats to win. I mean, they did it, but they had to really pound it out. And that's, you know, because especially in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and in North Carolina in particular, it was a concerted effort that was done prior to the 2010 election by a small group of Republican operatives who targeted sort of key districts in those states that they could just come in the last couple of weeks and hit him with a couple hundred grand and, you know, take out the guy who was the state senator, you know, for 20 years because he never really ran much of a race before, you know, but bam, he got hit blindsided and suddenly he's out. And then the Republicans took over the chambers. They won, you know, just having Tea Party years, so they won the governorships and they won more legislative seats than they've had since Herbert Hoover was president. That gave them the maps that are now being challenged and have been upheld, not all of them, but you know, this particular case. And that locked him in.
Right. And so, I mean, we'll watch as this develops after the 2020 census and see where we end up with these maps. Chris Mooney, political scientist at the University of Illinois Chicago, part of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Anytime, Rick. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more right after this.